morning, everyone. We have had the best week, and our sixth graders are just doing such an incredible job starting out the third trimester. So I wanted to give you an update of what's going on next week. First of all, on Monday, March 2nd, we do have our sixth grade recognition assembly at 9:30 in the NPR. So please join us if you received an email that your child will be receiving an award. Secondly, on Monday, March 2nd, we are celebrating Read Across America Day. This day has shifted in focus into looking at diversity in books and celebrating books where students can see themselves and learn more about others that are not like themselves. We are going to spend the majority of the day reading, with the exception of a few interruptions. So kids can bring stacks of books, they can bring pillows and blankets to get comfortable and read nearly all day. They're welcome to wear their pajamas, although we will be having our award ceremony, so just keep that in mind. We're totally fine with them in their pajamas if they would like to be. It's really gonna be a fun reading celebration for all of the hard work we've been doing in workshop. And one of the things that I love about Reader's Workshop is that this is not going to be a huge shift for our kids because they've been spending time in books every single day at school. And so it's really just a day to celebrate all of that work. Our jogathon is coming up on March 11th. So thank you to those of you who have already gotten your pledges in. Please continue to do so and support our incredible PTA. This is an opportunity for you to kind of leave a lasting legacy at Woodbury before your students go on to junior high, and just leave like a thank you to our PTA and all that they do for each of our students. Our class theme is Black, and today we will be deciding on the character that we would like to have as our representative. So your students will know more about that, but we definitely want to dress in all black. Our panoramic picture day is Tuesday, March 17th, so there should have been a pink envelope, not in yesterday's conduit, but in a conduit from the week before. And I've received a few back. Students can also bring them the day of, and if they forget them, they can always order one directly through Cantrell's office. And then finally, in the video or in the weekly email, there is a link to our outdoor science school video. I'm so sorry that I have not sent that out yet. And there's also a link to photos of each child from outdoor science school. So that's in the pictures link up above, and it's highlighted in yellow, so it's easy to find. Okay, on to the school stuff. In Reader's Workshop, we are going to finish up the first bend or section of our deep study of character unit on Tuesday after Read Across America Day. And then we'll have a reading assessment on Wednesday, which covers the first bend of the unit. And that's thinking about characters deeply. So you can be asking your child about what they are doing in their reader's notebook. They should be talking about things like their characters showing complicated traits, things like they are different on the outside than they are on the inside, or in one relationship versus another relationship, or it could be that they act one way in one location and another way in another setting. They also might be talking about the pressures their characters face and how that affects them. They might be talking about how some traits matter more than others because they affect what happens in the rest of the story. So if you can just be asking them what it is they are thinking about, that would be really helpful. We're then going to move on to focus how the setting shapes our character. So we're going to be looking at ways that authors describe the setting, how characters are torn in different settings, and how the settings can change both physically and psychologically over time. In Writer's Workshop, we are finishing up our first literary essay today and turning it in class. And next week, we'll start on our second literary essay, which will focus on themes instead of characters. In each bend of the unit, we work to lift the level of complexity in students' writing. And so know that the expectations get a little bit higher each time we write a new piece. Please also note that you'll be receiving an invitation to our next formal writing celebration soon, so stay tuned for that. In math, we're going to start a new unit on Monday, which is Rational Numbers. There's a link into this week's email for the family preview information. We'll focus on negative numbers, inequalities versus equalities or equations, the absolute value of numbers, the coordinate plane, and common factors and multiples. We're also going to continue our review of basic skills, and there will be information coming out on a new layout for the gradebook in math. So you may have already seen, or you will see next week, that it looks a little bit different. And so I will outline this new system in a video that I'm going to send out as soon as I possibly can next week. We're also going to start our new unit on ancient India. In this unit, we're going to study the major beliefs and practices of Brahmanism and how that evolved into early Hinduism. And then we're also studying the important aesthetic and intellectual traditions from ancient India. Finally, in science, we're going to continue looking at weather, specifically the factors that influence weather and the characteristics of cold fronts and warm fronts. I hope you all have such a great weekend. Thank you for all that you do at home to continue supporting your child in their last trimester of sixth grade. And I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.